Thank you for being a VIP subscriber to Urban Media Today, the online site, and the radio station. This is just some of the type of programming you'll receive as a VIP member. Here's one of the topics from our conversation on our Urban Media Today talking sports. There was a heated discussion about the college football playoffs and whether or not the University of Central Florida should have been included in the Final Four. And we also talked about the title game. Here's Vince, Ray, and Trevin, the discussion about the college football playoffs and the championship game between Georgia and Alabama.
Urban Media Today talks sports with Ray Porter Jr., Vince Butts, Trevin A. Jones, and Alan Lincoln on Urban Media Today Radio.
All right, Vince and Ray, I got to pick with you because I'm upset. One team was playing in a bowl that wasn't included in the college football playoffs, and that one team should have been in the college football playoffs. And I'm talking about the University of Central Florida, who beat up on Auburn before the weekend. On Saturday, and finished the season 13-0. Now, you know, down in Orlando, in Central Florida, they're claiming that they're the national champions. Right. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
And the championship banner, parade.
A parade and everything.
And calling themselves just that.
And rightfully so. Who can argue that?
Nobody.
I mean, because even if Alabama or Georgia wins on Monday, which is Monday Night Football, NCAA style, I like that. Those two teams, for those of you who don't know, on Sunday they're going to be in the – I mean, on Monday they're going to be in the championship game. You hear, I'm like, yeah, so what? But no, I mean, no disrespect to Bama fans or Bulldogs fans. Those are the two teams that are playing for the NCAA national championship. But now, fellas, Scott Frost led the Knights of University of Central Florida to a 13-0 record. Now, Vince, you had said to me that in order to get the respect, you had to play your way in. Mm-hmm. All right. I disagree because I think they played their way in, and they beat Auburn. And Auburn beat Alabama, and Auburn also beat Georgia.
Right.
So they don't get a shot at the national title. Are you kidding me right now?
I mean, that's a good point, though. Yeah. They earned it.
Elaborate. You don't get off that easy. Talking about that's a good point. What do you mean?
Oh, I was about to elaborate.
Oh, thank you, sir.
What I'm saying is they did what they were supposed to do. They did what was required. When you're undefeated and you're in the top 10, and then you knock off a very good SEC team, what else do you have to prove?
Yeah, because the SEC is like semi-pros if you listen to the experts.
Yeah, so I really believe that they've earned it, and they earned the right to put up the banner. It's nice that they're taking pride in everything that they do. You can't just say, we're 13-0, next subject, the national championship. No, I'm glad they are standing out and raising the standard, so that's good.
So, Mr. Vince Butts, like, interested to hear what you got to say about this situation.
Like, I mean, I think they went out and did what they were supposed to do. They proved that they can play on a national level. They still had question marks going into that game. They proved a lot of people wrong. Kudos to those young men and that coach. It was a phenomenal game. They came out and they had the energy. The crowd was behind them, and it was an exciting atmosphere, and they took full advantage of it. And they deserve to go out and raise their championship banner, national championship banner, and have their parade, have their cake and eat it too. Like I said before, I think this win puts them on that level where hopefully, they're going to get some of these recruits who maybe didn't think much about Central Florida. I don't believe in things carrying over to the next season, but I think that the players that are coming back, I think they're going to have a chip on their shoulder to go out and to continue to prove that they belong, in the Power Five discussion.
Yeah, you know what? The only problem I have with what you just said is, number one, no team is ever the same team. You could be back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back national champions, and it's still not the same team that you had every year. Every year, especially in college football, every year the team is different. Whether you have a different quarterback, whether you have a different running back, whether you have a different kicker, different coaches, the schools are never the same every year. So now we as Americans in this college football a cloud, we've gotten scooped up into this, okay, well, USC is always a power. Ohio State's always a power. Alabama's always a power. Okay, fine. Traditionally, Michigan, always a power. Traditionally, they have been. But that doesn't give them the ultimate right to be declare themselves the national champions. You still have to earn that. Now, before we even got into this college football playoffs 4 years ago, there was like people would vote for the national champion. Okay. And then you had people that would be split then because there was a coaches poll and then there was an Associated Press poll. So one poll could have the national champion as Florida State, so to speak. The next poll the same year could have a Penn State as a national champion.
That was ugly.
And both teams could be undefeated.
Right.
Okay. So to me, we're right back where we were. I mean, and I think Central Florida proved that. That Central Florida, I think, and people may disagree with me, and that's cool. They embarrassed the selection committee. Now, if I'm on the selections committee, you know, they're gonna say, "No, I'm not embarrassed, Trevin. I know more about football than you." Fine, I'm a fan. I'm just coming from a fan's perspective. If you were on the selection committee, you kept Central Florida outside of the top 10 all year long. Think about this. I think they got as close as 12.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, before we got into the bowl selection process. They're undefeated. So you can keep them there out there at 12 and say, well, they can't compete with someone like an Auburn. Then you put them in the Peach Bowl because you have no choice at this point. You have to match them up with you consider a Power 5 team. And you have to match them up with a team that just did not get into the Final Four. Ohio State should have been the fourth team. I could have also made an argument for the fourth team. So now, it's like you keep them out. They get in there and show you that they can beat an Auburn, who beat Alabama, who beat Georgia. Now you got Alabama and Georgia playing in the national championship, and UCF is like what, 13-0?
Right.
Come on, man. I'm not buying that whole thing. And again, it's all about the dollars. It's all about the draw because you know Alabama travels well. You know Auburn travels well. Mm-hmm. You know Georgia travels well. Mm-hmm. You know that Oklahoma travels well. And Oklahoma, what did I tell you? I told you Heisman Trophy winners do not do good.
You did.
When it comes to bowl season.
On that, I mean, I think Baker Mayfield, I think he played well. He didn't play well enough to win. He didn't have a bad game. You know what I mean?
Didn't have a bad game.
I was impressed by, you know, by his performance, by his leadership. You know, so I think it's a very good college football player.
And oh yeah, no
probably,
question.
Probably deserving of the Heisman.
I
don't think he struggled as some people might have thought he would. I thought he had a decent game, and they could have won that game.
That game was back and forth the whole game long. So either team could have won.
Double overtime,
right?
Mayfield played well, but I'm just saying in the past the history has been that Heisman Trophy winners, when it comes to bowl season, they don't win. They don't get the Heisman Trophy and a bowl championship in the same season.
They usually struggle.
It's very odd. That's for sure. Very rare.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what I'm saying is, I'm going back to what I was saying about the Central Florida. Big ups to UCF, man. That you did your thing, and I think that you should be considered a national champ. And I think that the question is, do you expand the playoffs to more teams, or how do you handle that? Now, you said nine, and I heard you say nine. In Division II, they have 16 teams in the Division II scenario.
Then it's a justifiable case.
And you have to play just like you do in a basketball tournament. You go through the brackets, and you go to the championship.
No matter how many teams you have, you're always going to have, here's our record. You got 16 teams, and who are those 17? That 17th, 18th team. You're always gonna have. It's never gonna be a perfect system.
I disagree. You know why I disagree with you? Hmm. Because nobody's saying that when you have a 65 team NCAA basketball tournament, nobody at the end of that says, "Okay, you can't be the national champion because you literally earned your way."
I'm not saying that you don't earn your way, but there's always gonna be. That's in a pool of 65. There's always going to be a 66 and a 67 team that says it's going to say hey.
Yeah, but that's far out, Vince. Like at that point, you're at 65 teams, and that's diluted at that point.
I'm just saying that you're going to always have people who feel the system's unfair.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
You're always going to have an idea that we should expand. Mm-hmm. I think four, and I think you just need to get right.
Four is not enough,
Vince. Let's not look at the name on the jersey. But that's what I'm saying is instead of expanding, why don't we fix some of the issues that are at hand. So what, let's not worry about whether a team travels well. If a team is deserving, let's, as the season goes on, which didn't happen this year with UCF, let's move them, you know, up so that they can have a legitimate shot. And if they stumble along the way, then you know, then you got to deal with the consequences. But let's give these guys their just due as we're moving along in the system, and let's not, you know, let's take out some of the opinions, and let's just deal with the players, the, you know, that they, the plays that they make on the field, the wins and losses. Let's deal with that versus expanding, because you're never gonna please everyone. You're always gonna have that one team, that two teams that are just screaming, hey, look at our resume. You forgot us. How can you forget us?
Well, the only I have a problem with what you just said, because number one, you said the key word that you said was deserves. Alabama did not deserve to be in the Final Four.
And I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that as the season goes on, as the season progresses, we should be taking a subjective look. I'm sorry, an objective look at what teams are doing, and rank them accordingly. Let's not say because the SEC is so tough,
but that's what's done,
that we're gonna give them a weighted.
That's what's happening.
That's what I'm saying needs to change.
I got you.
So I'd rather see NCAA football make some changes to how teams are ranked versus giving one team a little bit more credence because of who they are, who they might have been in the past, or whatever. Let's just fairly gauge how good, you know, and good is a subjective term.
It is subjective.
But let's look at you know, the product on the field, and give teams their just due as we move along during the regular season. And hopefully you don't have a situation where someone gets left out because they don't pass a quote unquote eye test.
So you and I are saying the same thing. The only difference is I'm saying that we need to expand the playoff field, and you're saying you wouldn't go with the expansion. The only reason I'm saying you need to expand is because you're only looking at four teams. Four teams is not enough. 14. If you got a top 20, how are you going to say, okay, well, I'm going to pick you, and you're going to play for the championship? And sticking along with what you said, this is what's happening now. This is like, I'm going to pick you, because you're the top four teams in the country, and you're going to play for the championship. Now you're leaving out you, who just won a conference championship, which means the conference championships don't mean anything. Right now, the perfect case scenario is that the SEC conference championship meant nothing.
If you win a championship, you know, I mean, if anything, maybe that swings it in your favor. Maybe that's more weighted than something, you know, than a regular season win or regular season loss. You know, let's give that more weight, count conference championship, and start building from there with four teams. I mean, how long we're in this college football playoffs for? How many years now?
It's only been 4 years, I think.
Right.
And Alabama's won two of them, or three of them, I think, or two of them.
I'd be hesitant to change so soon because I don't think the playoff system per se is broken. I think how teams are judged is probably broken.
But that's part of the playoff system, so it's broken.
Then I don't think this is something like, how often does an undefeated football team get left out?
Many times. Boise State, weren't they undefeated 1 year and they got left out of the playoffs?
Yes, they were.
So was that the first year of the playoffs?
I think so. So there you say, I'm saying, and then there are always mid-major teams, and I'm not saying every mid-major deserves to be in the national championship playoff. I'm not saying that, but there's mid-major teams. If you ever look at the polls at the end of the year, and you look down around 15 or 20, you'll see a mid-major team at 15 or 11 or 13 or 12 that's not even considered to be in the playoffs, and their championship is making it to a bowl.
Then maybe going forward, you know, we add, if a team has zero losses, I mean, that carries a lot more weight. And again, I feel like we should maybe, if we're going to give weight to something, instead of maybe even strength of schedule, maybe we don't weigh that as much, because every year every year the SEC teams, the Big Ten teams are going to be in the conversation because they're considered tougher divisions.
Yeah, but they're considered. That's the key, though.
That's what I'm saying is maybe we need to lift that weight a little bit higher. Let's not give so much weight to what conference you're playing in.
Right. I agree.
And
with you.
At the end of the year, I mean, if you got three teams that are sitting with no losses, they're guaranteed to be in the playoff
system.
National
championship. I agree with that wholeheartedly. That's what I'm saying. But I still say that at four, if you're gonna go with four, the only reason I'm against four is because they call it the Power Five. You're looking at the Big Ten. You're looking at the Big 12. You're looking at the SEC. You're looking at the Pac 10. Mm. And who's the fifth? Who's the fifth in there? There's another conference. I missed the conference.
ACC.
ACC. So you're looking at Big Five. Right there, you're already alienating half the rest of the country in football.
But how? Like, I mean, how likely is there going to be an undefeated team coming out of all of those teams? All those.
Okay, so let's say everybody loses one game. Mm-hmm. So how do you decide who's going to be it in? And then you're going to look at the Big Five conferences. You're going to say, okay, say the ACC team, the Big 12 team, the Pac-12 team, they get a chance.
Isn't part of this trying to make sure that the mid-major team that does go undefeated does not get left out?
So then you failed.
Hmm.
So then you failed.
Because they still were.
No, I'm saying going forward.
Going forward, yeah. My argument is this. This is all about money,
right?
And this is all about trying to get all the attention on one game so that the networks, the schools, and everybody can have a big payday. That's what it's all about. It's not even about the kids. And I don't even get me started on the kids, because those kids are walking away with nothing. Half these kids, did you guys realize that the Alabama linebacking corps this year, there's been a combination of 39 missed games, missed starts? Mm. 39? Do you know how many people that has to be per game that aren't missing a start because of injuries? And then you're not getting paid anything, and then people are going to say, oh, you got a scholarship, you get a free education. That does not replace a knee.
That doesn't replace
a hip. That doesn't replace a finger.
I agree.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, I can rant and rave about this whole the NCAA and this whole scenario. It just pisses me off because as a person who loves college football and grew up on college football, I even played football, didn't play in college, but watched it all my life and loved to watch it, it hurts that these kids, they're not getting compensated for it. And people are going to say, yes, they are getting a free education. They're not getting compensated to the same level that the schools and the coach. A coach is getting $7 million? Are you kidding me? Look at Nick Saban. I'm so mad at Nick Saban. He's like, no, Nick Saban, what are you doing for these kids once they leave? And every Alabama fan and everybody, a player, whoever, you can come at me and say, well, this is what he's done. Okay, fine. So then you show me what he's done. But from this perspective, me outside looking in, it's like, true. Yo, what have you done? What are you doing for these kids? Mm-hmm. School, what are you doing? I gave them a degree. And then what else? Because now if I can't ever walk again.
Then what?
Because I earned you 10 times more than what the value of my scholarship was worth. So I say all that. I know we agree. We can agree to disagree on the size. You and I are saying the same thing.
Right. Yeah.
But we can just agree to disagree on the size of the. I keep thinking if I'm a scientist and you go into a lab and you're doing an experiment, you have a sample group and then you have the group that you're doing the experiment on. Mm-hmm. But the bigger the group, the better the result. So in college football, it's like, okay, if you want to truly be a national champion, I think the NCAA March Madness, they got it right. Mm-hmm. Because you can win your conference, you're in. Mm-hmm. Okay? In NCAA Division II, if you win your region, like they even go down to region, there's like the top four teams, the top six teams from a region are competing for a spot to be in the playoffs. Now they have some fallacies too because they have conferences that get heavier weight that are weighed heavier than others, like the Pioneer Conference, the Colonial Conference. Mm-hmm. When it comes to D2 football, how are you getting five and six teams in Division II playoffs on a regular basis? But that's another argument for another day. But yeah, so we can agree to disagree. So who you guys got? I know you're already out. You picked Clemson just like I picked Clemson. Vince is with Alabama. Do you think, Ray, Georgia is going to beat Alabama on Monday night?
I believe so because they just have that look. I mean, this year, what a standout season. I mean, something that we haven't seen since the Herschel Walker 83 championship team.
Really? You think so?
I really believe that.
You see that too, Vince? No, he doesn't.
See, I picked Alabama.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I like this kid, Jalen Hurst. I think he's I think he's a smart, athletic. He's a kid, a quarterback that doesn't make a lot of mistakes. You know, he has the athleticism to, you know, to take off if he needs to. I just really like his game. I think he's evolving as a quarterback. I think he's an underrated quarterback, but I think he's a phenomenal athlete, and I think he's a phenomenal leader. Mm-hmm. So I mean, you know, and you know, besides all you know, all the other talent, all the I mean, it's going to be a ton of talent on the field. I mean, I got to stick with my original pick. I think that you know, the professor and the student. Mm-hmm. With Nick Saban and Kirby Smart,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think Saban's gonna have an advantage, you know, in the X's and O's and you know, like, I mean, this is new for Kirby. Not that he's not. I mean, he's helped Alabama win,
right?
You know, like what, 4 out of 5 national championships.
Okay.
I mean, he's battle tested, but. It's hard for the student to beat the teacher. I think Alabama's just going to be ready. Not that Georgia's not, but I think Alabama, you know, they're going to make the better adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I mean, you know, when you pick them, you gotta stay with them, right?
Yeah, well, Alabama, they the pressure's on Alabama. They have to win, in my eyes, because if Alabama should lose this championship game, then my argument becomes even stronger as to why they should have never been in the playoffs to begin with, and that why UCF should have got a shot or Ohio State should have got a shot. Now, I say that to say this. Now, you heard me talk about reference to the linebacker corps for Alabama having the starters miss so many games throughout the season. They got to stop thunder and lightning is what I call them. I don't know what everybody else calls them, but I'm talking about Nick Chubb and Sony Michael. All right, Nick Chubb is a 1,000-yard rusher. Mm-hmm. Okay, did you realize these guys played 14 games? Because Georgia's only lost one game, so they're 13-1.
Right. Only one game.
So you got Nick Chubb, who's a 1,000-yard rusher. Okay, he's averaging 6.4 yards a carry, and he has 15 touchdowns in the season. He's not fast, but he's just a big, like he's like a. It's like running into a freight train, because when he's rumbling downfield, when I watched him even this weekend, he doesn't have breakaway speed,
right.
But you're not gonna have an easy time tackling mm-hmm. when you catch up with him. So I'm looking at Nick Chubb and then Sony Michael. I mean, this young brother, I was so impressed with him that he has 1,000 yards rushing this year. He has 1,142 yards rushing, and well, 1,129 when you take away the yards for loss, which is only 13. But and then he also has 16 touchdowns this year. His longest run for a touchdown was 75 yards, and he's averaging 86 yards a game. Chubb is averaging 94 yards a game. Now, Jake Fromm, to me, he's not the man at quarterback, but he's a young guy. He's a freshman.
Mm-hmm. But I think he's gonna do enough. Like I think he's gonna make the big mistake like that freshmen typically make.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like, you know, calm under pressure, like not too big for the moment.
Right.
So, I mean, look, you watch out. I don't think you can take him lightly.
No,
but
no,
but it's going to be key for Alabama to get pressure up the middle, mm-hmm. you know, and force Fromm, you know, to make some throws, you know, maybe make some bad throws on the run,
mm-hmm.
So you get some pressure up the middle, get, you know, loosen up that pocket a little bit, you know, if you can contain the running backs. I mean, Alabama did a nice job with Clemson, holding them at 6 points, so. You know, I think Alabama's front seven is going to be up for the task, but it should be just like, you know, these semifinal games, the championship game should be a pretty pretty fun game to watch.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be exciting.
It's going to be very fun. I wanted to say this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at those stats, like you said, to get the 2 1,000-yard rushers or at least 1,100 yard rushers, but how about the kid right behind them? DeAndre Swift at 6'03".
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it reminds me of the 72 Dolphins. Yeah, you want to try to stop Larry Zonka? You want to try to stop Mercury Morris? Don't forget about I can't even think of his name. The two-way back. He was a running back, too.
You're talking about with the Dolphins?
Yeah, I was trying
back
to think.
Back in the day, Mercury Morris, Larry Zonka,
then there was
Jim
a third
Kick.
One. Jim Kick.
Right.
And I'm looking at Swift. He reminds me of Jim Kick. He can get it done both ways, so. They're pretty packed. They're pretty stacked, and I think they could bring it to Alabama, you know, provided they strike first.
Right.
Strike first against this
team. See, to me, man, and both of you, and you know, I've said it enough, but to me, Alabama and Nick Saban, they're in based on reputation. You didn't even win your division in the SEC. So, I mean, there's nobody that's just going to – the only thing that's going to change my mind is if they win the national championship against mm-hmm. Georgia. I mean, that's the only thing that's going to change my mind. But I think it's going to be an exciting game as well.
there you have it. Just a sample of some of the programming that you'll get as a VIP member on Urban Media Today. Once again, we thank you for being an Urban Media Today VIP.
Urban Media Today talks sports every week on Urban Media Today Radio, where you can listen in on free music and podcasts on our SoundCloud station at Urban Media Today. And for more information, log on to urbanmediatoday.com, your lifestyle, entertainment, and sports blog website.
What type of games being played? How's it doing down? I get up, all right?